Praise God. How's everyone? Doing all right? Good, good. Praise God. I want to share a verse with you from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 35. But before I do, I just want to give you a brief update. I don't want to steal Pastor's thunder if he's going to share this, but we're expecting that Dave and a Yesha and family this coming week will start traveling back from Canada. So as you think about them, pray for them, pray for safe travels, and it'll be great to have them back. We love them, we miss them, so pray for them as you think about them. Romans 8, verse 35. I want us to read this. This is in the New Living Translation, the NLT. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? It's interesting that he has to mention those things in the first place, if those weren't things that we have to deal with sometimes. He says, even in the midst of calamity or persecution or danger or even death, does it mean that Christ doesn't love us? Let's go to verse 36. As the scriptures say, he's quoting from Psalms from David, for your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep. Verse 37. He says this, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Despite all these things. The King James says, nay, in all of these things, we're more than conquerors. That bothers me a little bit, I got to tell you. The fact that it says, despite all these things, and it doesn't say these things will never happen to you, bothers me a little bit. It's great encouragement to say that despite all these things, the love of God's there for you, and you will be more than a conqueror. But it's also reality to say some of these things will come our way. There's a scripture in Revelation I want us to turn to, Revelation 12, 11. And we might come back to the rest of this, Tristan. But Revelation 12, 11 is a verse that we've heard before, and it's talking about in the end times. There's a whole bunch of scriptures, especially in Revelation, where the Lord says, to him that overcomes, I'll give to eat from the tree of life. Or to him that overcomes, I'll write your name, you know, in the book of life. To him that overcomes. And it's mentioned a whole bunch of times, this phrase, overcoming. Revelation 12:11 says, and they defeated him. King James says they overcame him, talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. King James says the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. I'm going to read that again. And they defeated him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they loved, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. It says they defeated him. What's that mean? That they had to battle in order to defeat the enemy. They overcame him, which means they had to have something to overcome. They had to have faced the enemy in some fashion and overcame him for this scripture to say they defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Just reading today, I had an interesting week, and it served to remind me that things happen in life, and those things we can usually find, well, they're always connected to sin, ours or, you know, someone else's, but we still have to overcome what we go through. And sometimes we get stuck in this place of, well, maybe it's my sin, maybe this is my lot in life. Even if it's your sin that got you there, it's not your lot in life. The goal is to overcome. Jesus said, he that overcomes. There's no way to overcome if you're not given something to overcome. Everybody wants the testimony, and nobody wants the test. You got to have a test to have a testimony. And that place of being frozen with, I'm stuck, my healing hasn't come, my deliverance hasn't come, the money that I'm praying for hasn't come, and I don't know what to do. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I sinned, and so I messed it all up, and maybe God had to go to plan B, and plan B is not very good. And we believe those lies sometimes. I've heard people say, I'm going through hell. Well, let me just say this. First of all, if we knew what hell was like, we wouldn't say that. But secondly, if you're going through hell, don't stop. David says in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. But I want you to hear what he said, even though I walk through. He didn't say, I lingered around in the middle, I went ahead and contemplated. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Doesn't matter what happens to me, I'm going through. And we get this thing sometimes, again, the stuff has happened to us. And sometimes it's physical, and sometimes it's life circumstances. And we get paralyzed sometimes by, I don't know why this is happening to me. And we talked about it at the last healing school. I've heard so many people, and Pastor and I were talking about this, say the phrase, why is God doing this to me? And we talked last healing school out of Job 33, where it says that God does stuff for us, not to us. And we get stuck in this, why am I here, instead of, I have to have something to overcome to be an overcomer. And I'm going to overcome. Will you go back to Romans for me, Tristan, Romans 8, and go ahead and start at verse 30. Oh, there you go. Hey, come on. These guys are good. Paul goes on to say, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. I love how it puts it that way in the NLT. It's kind of interesting. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Earlier in this chapter, he said, everything that happens to us, God will work for good. It's only those that stop when they're going through hell that are in trouble. It's only those that stop when they're going through the valley of the shadow of death and let it overcome you that are in trouble. Let's walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And let's get that place in our heart of, okay, wait a minute. I'm loved. Are you kidding me? You know who's with me? I got the big guy. You think that this would scare me? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I'm so grateful, Lord, for reminders, Lord, that you are all we need. And Lord, you're more than enough. And Lord, in every situation, Lord, our job is to overcome and to learn how to trust in you. Lord, that's how we overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, realizing who we are in Jesus, and Lord, declaring it, speaking it with our mouth, the word of our testimony. This is who Jesus is. This is what he's done for me. This is what's going to happen. In all of these things, I'm more than a conqueror. Father, I pray that you'd remind us again, Lord, of that. Lord, thank you for the reminder, Lord, for me this week. Lord, that it's always about overcoming and pressing through, Lord, no matter what the situation is. Lord, we're so grateful for your heart for us, for your love for us, and Lord, that your love never fails. Remind us of that this week, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.